So your name was coming up in when the head coaching vacancy started to open this week. What was kind of your response when teams did inquire?
I told both teams that were interested in me that I appreciated it, and I was going to wait till after the season was our season was concluded. They were great about it. They said they appreciated me being upfront and honest, and I thought that was the best decision for what we were trying to accomplish with our team.
Are you ready for that role? Do you feel like you're ready for that role if it came about, or more seasoning, or what do you think?
If it comes down to it where I actually do get a chance to interview, I do. I wouldn't be interviewing, or I wouldn't interview if I didn't think I was ready for that role. But right now I have to focus on what we're doing for the playoffs, and you know, it's a one-game and elimination tournament, and I have to make sure that my role is prepared for.
Coach Fox said he was giving the players the weekend off. Were you pleased with the focus of your guys for the past couple of days of practice?
Absolutely. The group that we have on our side of the ball, that's all I could speak on, and those guys are wired in, and you could tell they wanted to get something accomplished these last 2 days, and it was really good to see. You know, the focus we had in meetings, even though they were short, but when we came out on the field, the time we spent out there, it was impressive to see what our guys, they were ready to go.
Adam, with Peyton Manning, in what ways is your relationship with him different than your relationship with any other quarterback you've coached over the years?
Well, in the coordinator role, it does change. You spend a little less time, so I'm sure you get a little less annoyed at each other. And you know, 2 years with, you know, almost every day with each other, it's you kind of start thinking alike. And it's been a good relationship the last 2 years, and you know we'll keep building on that through the playoffs and see where it takes us.
Is he the smartest football player you've ever dealt with?
Absolutely, I mean there's no question about it. I don't even know who to compare him to.
Does he make you? In what ways does he make you a better coach, coordinator, and all that?
He challenges you because every day it's going to be, you know, you're going to have a question that could possibly come up that you have to have an answer for. So, you know, as a full offensive group. You know, we do have a lot of smart guys, not just him, and he's able to kind of lead that charge with the players if there's something that comes up that, you know, there could be an issue, but most of the time we're trying to head him off because, you know, we know those kind of questions are coming.
Are you saying people get annoyed?
Maybe.
With Welker going to be back now once the playoffs start, are you excited to have the full, you know, all the weapons at your disposal?
Yeah, I thought Jake and Bubba did a great job filling in for him and kind of keeping us rolling there, and it'll be great to get West back just because he is a dangerous player for other teams to deal with, and it kind of gets us, you know, rolling back with that group we had going before. But the guys that filled in for him did a great job, and hopefully we can, you know, improve on our last couple of weeks' effort.
How much do you think it helped that in the Oakland game, the third down offense really came back and was productive in that world?
That was a major focus for us. Obviously, we've struggled the last couple weeks, and the Houston game especially, where it was, you know, a little disappointing. We made a lot of mistakes on our end. That's a good third down defense, but we got to put it on ourselves first before we can look anywhere else. And we made a, you know, big focal point of, hey, let's make sure we're dialed in on third down. Let's get our conversions, keep the ball moving. I felt like we did that.
Peyton was a unanimous All-Pro pick, but Demaryius was second team, and Louis Vasquez made first team as well. How deserving are those guys of that?
Well, they've done a great job for us, and it's hard to keep track of what's going on around the whole league as far as our side of the ball, because we're usually, you know, taking a peek at defense. But, you know, obviously all three of them are deserving, and I think our whole group, you know, all those guys playing together has really helped, you know, a few guys stand out a little more than others.
What was having room impact in what offense? I mean, he was a big target in free agency. They went out early and got.
Obviously, his size has made a big difference for us. He's been firm up the middle, and you know, in the run game, you know, the push he gives, you can always feel like, hey, when we need to get a yard, if we go behind him, he's going to get it for us between him and Orlando. And he's been a huge, you know, leadership role as well. You know, a veteran guy coming in from a different team, he's stepped in, and you can tell guys really respond to him and respect him.
With the three opponents that you could play, being three teams that you played, two people with each, are you looking forward to this weekend while you're watching football, thinking, okay, this is what worked, this is what we could do maybe?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. You don't want to dig too deep into it because then you kind of, you know, you start too many thoughts going through your head. So we'll just sit back and watch and see what's going on. And, you know, whoever comes out of that thing, then we just got to jump on it as quick as possible and try to put a plan together.